Reformed Church.
I've been telling you that I wanted to share on exactly how to sort of unearth the truth on the inside of us. And if you just want to go to Philemon 1:6, and I know we know that verse, but it's a really important foundation for what I just want to share. We know how we receive from God at this church. If people don't know, I'll just share it real quick. But of course, Jesus already did everything and provided everything we receive through knowledge, right? We have to acknowledge what Jesus did in order to receive what Jesus did. And there's a host of different verses we can go to show you that. But Philemon 1:6 is something that just, it says it pretty plainly. When Philemon here is talking about the communication of your faith, I believe that he's talking about love here, just because that is actually the communication of faith. And I could show you in the previous verses why I believe that. But for right now, though, regardless of what he's talking about, even if you disagree that he's talking about, I said that I believe he's talking about love here, but regardless of what he was talking about, it's actually not important for the context. What he says here is that the communication of your faith, but this is talking about some aspect of the inheritance, regardless, right? And he says that it may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And so the words I usually bring out of this to simplify it is the words effectual by the acknowledging, those four words. And those four words describe exactly how you activate the things of God on the inside of you. You activate them through acknowledging them. Again, if for instance, there are a lot of Christians that will believe they're forgiven of sins, but they don't believe that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. And so they're not going to see a whole lot of healing in their life. And it's not surprising because it's made effectual or activated by the acknowledging. And if you don't acknowledge it, you're not going to activate it. So that's a real, real simple thing that I could teach a lot longer on. But here's an interesting thing. If you can bring us now, Brother Colin, to Proverbs 3:5. An interesting thing, though, is so how do you activate knowledge on the if you want to hear the voice of God and you want him to instill knowledge in your mind, how do you activate that? If it's true that we receive from God by acknowledging these things, and just so acknowledging means to know them, right? So you need to know what you have in Christ in order to activate it and use it in your life. If you want to hear the voice of God, how do you activate the voice of God? God already wants to speak to you, and that's evident from the fact that Jesus, that Christ is to us power and wisdom from God. Christ is already to you wisdom. And I was just reading this recently, but it repeats this in 1 Corinthians 1:30, and it talks about how Jesus has become to us wisdom, redemption, righteousness, and sanctification. And one of the things that Christ is to us is wisdom. So wisdom for your mind to be able to hear from God, Christ is that to you already. So it's something Jesus already provided, but how do you receive that? How do you receive knowledge and activate the knowledge on the inside of you to be able to hear from God? And it may sound weird at first, but this is absolutely true. I actually struggled with this for a lot of years. But this is absolutely true. You receive knowledge by knowledge. You receive knowledge by knowledge. If you want knowledge from God, you need to acknowledge the knowledge that's inside of you. And the reason why I struggle with that for a long time is for questions that I'm certainly not going to be able to address in the time that I have right now. Maybe in the future, if we continue this, then I can answer that question. But it sounds a little bit weird at first, but I'm just going to explain what it is and not necessarily go over all the questions. But you acknowledge the knowledge inside of you, and that's how you bring it out. It sounds really simple, but that's how you activate healing. That's how you activate the power of God. If you want to speak in other tongues, you need to start desiring spiritual gifts. And part of that desire, it's not just mere wanting it, but you need to start seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, you know what? I desire you to show me more about this, and because you have to acknowledge these things to make them effectual. Someone that believes that speaking other tongues is of the devil, and they use as evidence that this is not of God, that, well, God's never done this through me. Well, God will never do it through you until you start acknowledging it. So it's not surprising. And this is actually stated in Proverbs 3. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Now, the context is really important. I went over this in our last part of this series. But the context here is not just trusting the Lord in general, but trusting the Lord as your understanding. And what I went over last time was the fact that he says, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. So notice he didn't say don't lean on understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding, but trust the Lord. So clearly, if we're honest with this verse, when he says trust the Lord, he's saying for understanding, right? In other words, just don't lean on your own. He's not saying don't lean on understanding or don't trust in understanding, but just don't trust in your own understanding. Trust the Lord as your understanding, right? So the context that he lays out here is we're talking about understanding here, knowledge. This is why it fits well with the whole hearing from God thing. Because whether you term it as hearing from God or receiving knowledge or understanding, you're saying the same thing, right? That hearing the voice of God is just, in other words, receiving knowledge from him, right? Because hearing the voice of God, just so you know, does not have to sound like an audible voice, and it also doesn't even have to sound like words in your mind. Sometimes you just, God will just give you knowledge, and just the way he'll speak to you is just, all of a sudden you just know something. Oh, that's the case here. I've been reading scripture before. Actually, this is how the Lord showed me with the whole Joseph timeline that I've taught on before. This actually started, we were on a cruise, actually. And at night, I was reading, and I was reading the Joseph thing, and I said, you know what, Lord? I know what this is talking about. And there was nothing in the verse that told me it, and I just said, that's what this is about. And then I sought the Lord more, and he gave me details. But sometimes it's just an understanding. The Lord just like, you just know, you know what? And maybe you need time to confirm that to make sure that was the Lord, but you're like, I just know this. So if you want to receive understanding, it says trust in the Lord for your understanding. That's the context. But then the next verse is really important. How do you get that understanding out? It's more than just trusting God, but he says more specifically, in all your ways, acknowledge him. The Young's literal translation says, know thou him. So acknowledging is talking about knowing God in a particular way. In all your ways, know thou him or acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. King James says direct your paths. Clearly that's talking about knowledge, receiving direction from the Lord. But actually, literally, that means he'll make your path straight. And I won't repeat it, but in the past messages of this series, I already told you that I don't understand all the details, but someone's path being made crooked is a reference that God uses for confusion. And when your path is straight, it's a reference to things being clear to you, not ambiguous. So in here he says that if you acknowledge the Lord, he'll make your path straight. Let's just replace the direct your path or make your path straight. Let's replace that with knowledge. He'll make things clear to you. He says you need to know him in order to receive knowledge from him. If you want God to make things clear to you, in other words, if you want to receive knowledge from him, you need to acknowledge him. But I'm going to have to stop almost. I just have like a minute or two left. But acknowledge the Lord in what way? He says you need to know God in order for him to instill knowledge in you. You need to know God in order for him to direct your paths. So in what way do we have to know him? Well, in the previous verse, he says, trust in the Lord, in other words, as your understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding, but acknowledge him, in other words, in this way, and then he'll make your path straight. So this is basically just taking Philemon 1:6, which we saw, says that we activate things and make them effectual by acknowledging them, by knowing them. And this is just applying it to understanding. They're actually, they're verses on the same topic. Philemon is just making it really broad and saying, hey, everything's made effectual by acknowledging. And here it's talking about specifically understanding. And it's saying that we activate the knowledge of God in us by understanding, or rather by acknowledging the knowledge that we have. Acknowledging the Lord as our knowledge. Jesus said that he's the way, the truth, and the life. One of the things the Lord is to us is truth. Again, I already told you that Christ is to us wisdom. And you need to acknowledge these things. The Lord is my shepherd, right? Psalm 23. When you start acknowledging and say, you know what, the Lord is my shepherd. When you start knowing, you know what, Jesus, you paid for wisdom for me. This is not an optional thing. This is not something that is here today and gone tomorrow, or maybe some people you just want to talk to more than others. Or God always wants to talk to you. God always wants to instill knowledge in you. But you have to allow, you have to make it effectual, though. And you have to acknowledge him in this way. This is why recently I was telling you that when God called out to Samuel, he said, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel went to Eli. This is 1 Samuel chapter 3, actually. I looked this up. And he just said, Samuel, and he kept going to Eli, thinking that Eli was calling him. But the funny thing is, I would read that and think, Lord, why didn't you just finish your sentence? If you wanted to tell Samuel something, why did you have to say Samuel and just wait? He didn't, like, why don't you just finish your sentence? You already said Samuel. You're already talking to him. Why not? Because he needs Samuel to acknowledge him as the truth for him to be able to instill the truth. And so that's what, when I say that you make knowledge effectual by knowledge, by acknowledging the Lord as your knowledge, that's what he needed Samuel to do. So he called out to Samuel, and he would say, Samuel, I need you to acknowledge me. Samuel, and he was trying to get his attention. But until Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears," and he acknowledged the Lord as his shepherd, he acknowledged the Lord and said, "Okay, Lord, I want to receive knowledge from you." When he saw the Lord in that way, it says, "And then the Lord said," and then it proceeded, and God was able to speak to Samuel and instill knowledge. So this is just really important. You have to know the Lord as your shepherd, know the Lord as your truth, and as you do that, it's going to make knowledge effectual inside of you. There's a lot more verses I could show you about this, and maybe next time I'll show you James chapter 1. James chapter 1 even says that you receive wisdom by faith. It says, if you lack wisdom, ask the Lord, but make sure you ask in faith. You know what faith is? It's just wisdom of the unseen. That means you receive wisdom by wisdom. You know the Lord, which is faith, in a particular way as your wisdom, and that's how you receive wisdom. You receive knowledge by knowledge. You receive wisdom by wisdom. And much more to say, but that's the simplicity of it, though.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.